Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast, Wellness Walks. I'm Hannah Bright, the Women's Wellness Coach, and I'm here to talk to you about topics covering all things women's health, both physical and mental. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get stuck in. How are we all doing today? Hope we are all well. I have had a little bit of a frustrating morning. It's Tuesday today. Obviously, you're listening to this on Friday morning. But basically, as probably most of you know, because I speak about it quite a lot, I schedule, like I'm a real planner, and I schedule every day, the night before. So like last night, I scheduled my plan for today, which includes everything from what time I get up, what I do first thing in the morning, when I'm going to exercise, when I'm going to get my walks in, and then what work I'm going to do, how long it's going to take me, and I time block all the works. So I've got a real plan for the day so that I can just tick it off and know that I'm doing everything I need to do today, I'm productive, and then anything extra is a bonus. But things have not been going to plan today. So this wasn't the plan today to be recording this podcast, but I was getting a little bit wound up and a bit stressed, and I thought, right, I'm going to pivot. I'm going to do something that's going to relax me. It's going to fill my cup up a little bit. And it's talking to you guys about all things women's wellness. And then I can tackle the other tasks tomorrow when with a bit of a clearer mind and when hopefully the systems that aren't working properly are fixed. So here we are. So yeah, hope we're all well on this Friday morning or whatever day you're listening to this podcast episode. First of all, just a reminder, if you haven't listened to last week's podcast episode, it is a good one, actually, especially if you're someone that's on a fat loss journey. It's about what to do when you hit a bit of a plateau, when your weight loss slows down or stops, and it's been like that for a couple of weeks. I'm giving you a plan of action of what you need to do next. So go and listen to that one if you haven't already, and if you think it'll be helpful for you. But today's episode, we're going to be covering the topic of maintaining a work-life balance and kind of avoiding burnout, because a lot of us can prioritize everything else and not ourselves. You know, we can work long hours, we can end up working in the evenings when we don't need to be or shouldn't have to be, we can get up early and start work early, we can work at weekends. And then we're trying to juggle family life, spending time with the kids or our partners, seeing friends, doing things to help our own health and wellness, both mentally and physically, you know, going out for exercise or, you know, preparing food and all the rest of it. And it can all become way too much and we can hit burnout, which is something we really want to avoid because that is not a nice place to be. So if you're someone that's struggling a little bit with the work-life balance, then I have some tips for you to help you to get a bit of better kind of grasp on this. So the first one is setting boundaries. Boundaries is something I've heard a lot recently about, actually in the last few years. People are definitely making a point of setting boundaries, but I do think it's something that's really important, especially with work and when to stop working. Because I know, you know, if you're like me, I'm a bit of a people pleaser and I don't want to leave things and not get things done that I said I would get done. But sometimes it's just not realistic to get things done in the time frame that we're given. So having clear boundaries between like when you start work and when you end work is so important. You need to, you know, if you've got working hours, you must stick to them, because otherwise you're slowly going to work more and more. And a lot of companies will allow you to do that because it's benefiting them, but it's going to affect you in the long run. So try not to kind of check emails in the evening or on the weekends or on your holiday. You know, that's really important. So try not to work past your working hours or checking emails or taking calls outside of work hours. You need to set your boundaries. That's number one. Number two is prioritizing self-care. So this is time for things that fill your cup up, rejuvenate you. So it can be, you know, hobbies, exercise, just relaxation time, spending time with people that you love, you know, family, friends, doing things that bring you joy. It's so important for having that balance and having that healthy, you know, mental health as well. And they need to be kind of non-negotiable. Some people really struggle with fitting these in. And so, you know, maybe you're someone that actually needs to schedule this in. Make sure that you've got one thing a week an appointment with a friend or a family member once a week that's just something that just is for you, that brings you joy. Or, you know, scheduling in 3 workouts a week, maybe before work, and you have to prioritize them and put them in your diary and make them non-negotiable. Otherwise, they don't get done. So you must treat this as important as kind of like work appointments. So that's number 2, prioritizing self-care and things that bring you joy. Number 3 is kind of being open to ask for help or to delegate tasks. And this can be in work. If you can't do everything and if you're ending up having to work, you know, extra hours, then it might be that you have got too much work on, and no one's going to know that you've got too much work on if you don't let people know. You know, they just think that, you know, maybe you're slower or whatever. So ask for help if you are really struggling and delegate tasks. And this can be both at work, but it can also be at home, because if you come home and you've got to do all the clothes washing and you've got to do all the ironing, put all the clothes away, cook the dinners, clean, do all the washing up after dinner, put the kids back. You know, if you're doing all the household jobs as well, that's not fair. And therefore, you know, you're going finishing one job and starting the next. So again, getting the kids to do some more stuff for themselves, or getting a partner to help you as well. So that's just going to massively, like, you know, people won't maybe think to offer help. Maybe they don't realize, they think you're great and you're you know, a little busybody and you can multitask really well. And if you're not complaining, they'll leave you to it. So, you know, once you ask for help, I'm sure people will be happy to help. And it will just, you know, relieve some stress and create more balance and more time in your life. And number 4 is learn to say no. And this is both in your personal life and your professional life. Because again, I'm someone that's a bit of a people pleaser, and I say yes to things. And I'm thinking, I don't want to do that. I won't enjoy that, or I don't have time for that, or even the thought of trying to fit that in is stressing me out. But I say yes because I don't want to let people down or disappoint people. And people think, oh, you know, you're always up for doing things. Or at work, you know, you might say yes to, yeah, I can do that extra task. Or, yeah, that's no bother. It'll only take me a bit of time. Or someone might ask you because you're really good at something and you just, you know, you say, yeah, of course. And it's quite easy to say yes. It's quite hard to say no. But learning to say no isn't letting people down. It's just supporting yourself, because otherwise it's going to end up being too much one way or another. So maybe just focusing on what matters for you. And being selective on taking on extra tasks, or selective on what you do in your free time, because you haven't got an abundance of it. So yeah, saying no is absolutely fine, and it feels good. And actually, people will be fine about it. They won't, you know, I think people's reactions will surprise you, and how they'll just be like, okay, and move on. And it's not actually a big deal. It's just in our minds, we make it into be a bigger deal than what it is. Now, another thing is actually what I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast in the intro, is practicing like time management and being organized. So just efficiently managing your time and prioritizing tasks that you definitely need to get done today. So like I said, I diarize everything the night before. I make a plan of action for the next day. I get all the non-negotiable tasks in there. And then I have a kind of secondary list of, if I can, if I have extra time, try and tick some of these off as well. So diarizing things, having lists, and making sure you tick through them, and sometimes having time that you're allowed to spend on them. So like an hour on this, an hour on that, and you'll find that you're much more efficient. You'll get things done much quicker, and you'll stop procrastinating or dilly-dallying on things that you don't need to be. So kind of practicing time management is a really important thing. And I think just the last one would be practicing mindfulness and stress management techniques, because we can all get overwhelmed. We can all get stressed, like I said, I did earlier. And a lot of the time it can just become overwhelming and too much. But actually, if we take a step back and if we have techniques that we can use that will de-stress us and make us realize they're not as bad as it's all, not as bad as we think it is, we're building it up in our minds to be worse than what it is. And having little tools to use to de-stress us and make us a bit more mindful of our feelings, are like invaluable. So these are just little things like just deep breathing, you know, taking a second to stop and breathe, three breaths in and three breaths out, just slowing down our nervous system. Or things like meditation are really handy things to do. Or, you know, we've got different apps on our phone, like the Calm app and various other apps, which have 5-10 minute breathworks and meditations. Just listening to those are really good ways to de-stress as well. And also just going out for a walk or getting regular exercise in are really good for stress management and sleep. You know, prioritizing sleep, making sure you're getting enough sleep. Because if you're working long hours and then you're doing things for the household after work, and then, you know, you're wanting some time to unwind, by before you know it, it's like midnight that you're going to bed, and then you've got to be up at 5-6 o'clock in the morning. That is not enough sleep. You need to be trying to get 7 to 8 hours a night or more. Sleep is the foundation for everything. You'll be way more relaxed. You'll have much more clarity, better cognitive function. You'll make better decisions. You'll be more rational. Things like your weight loss journey will be better. Your fitness, your routines will be more consistent. Everything's better if you are getting enough sleep. So making sure you're prioritizing that as well will be a really good tool for relieving stress and just having a bit more balance in your life. So I hope you find this helpful. So I'll just recap them. So the first one was setting boundaries where possible, both at work and in your personal life. Second was prioritizing self-care, making sure you're spending time with people that bring you up, lift you up, bring you joy, and doing things that bring you joy, you know, hobbies or exercise or, you know, I don't know, yoga or painting classes. Number three is asking for help and delegating, both at home and at work. Learning to say no was number four. Number five was practicing time management and being organized with your time. Lists, diarizing stuff. That's all super helpful. And then the last one was practicing mindfulness and stress management and learning to have little techniques and tools in your pockets that you can bring out when you are getting a little bit overwhelmed, just to regulate your nervous system and de-stress you and, yeah, get that balance back in life. So hopefully you find this helpful. If you think there's anyone that you think could do with having a little listen to this podcast and might benefit from it, then please do pass it on to them. Share it. Let everyone know. And if you want to talk about anything that I've spoken about in this podcast in more detail, as always, just pop me a message either via email, or the best way to catch me is on Instagram at Hannah Bright Wellness. And we can chat more. But otherwise, have a fantastic weekend, everyone. And I will catch you next week. Bye. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If I can ask you a big favor, please, would you be able to rate and review this podcast? I would massively appreciate it. Otherwise, if you want to connect with me, I am on Instagram at Hannah Bright Wellness. And one other thing, if you think there's someone that would benefit from listening to these podcast episodes, then please do share my podcast to them. Any friends or family members you think that will enjoy it. Otherwise, I will catch you next time. Bye.